Part 2. In this section of the recording, I am inviting you to attend to nothing but the meal meditation. As you do, you'll become empowered to experience food as the symphonic masterpiece that it is, one that is capable of playing the notes of all the healing secrets of food, socializing, feelings, mindfulness, appreciation, connection, and optimal food. To enrich your experience with the meal meditation, simple but powerful techniques that help to focus mind, body, and soul, and subtle energy, have evolved through practitioners of world religions and cultural traditions over thousands of years. Two of the time-tested techniques, mudras and mantras, are elements of the meal meditation that will enable you to more effectively cultivate and integrate the healing secrets into your daily life. These hand gestures, called mudras, and repeated phrases called mantras may be practiced independent of or prior to the meal meditation, which I'll lead you through shortly. As we prepare for the meal meditation, consider whether you want to practice it surrounded by silence or whether you prefer some serene music that encourages the meditative mood to wrap itself around you. One caveat: as you weave together the moments in the meal meditation, the rest of the world must wait. First, consider mudras. Over the centuries, mudras, hand and body gestures that are believed to channel energy into the body and breath, have evolved to call meditators silently to a deeper experience of meditation. For example, in the West, the most familiar mudra is the gesture of veneration, hands placed together in front of the chest, palms touching, fingertip to fingertip. This is a traditional gesture of respect and devotion that has become the very emblem of prayer. In Eastern traditions, deities themselves are sometimes portrayed making this gesture to venerate higher gods. In addition to mudras, the following meditative phrases I'm about to share, called mantras, may further enhance your meal meditation. To understand mantras, imagine that you are preparing food for your family. As you cook, your thoughts float from one topic to another: an impending project deadline, taxes, visitors you're expecting next week, next month's vacation plans, on and on. Distracted, you suddenly knock over a glass, then spend the next few minutes sweeping up the broken pieces and vacuuming any remaining slivers. Feeling frustrated, you realize you dropped the glass because you were distracted. The antidote? Become more aware of what you're doing. To accomplish this, you repeat the phrase, "I remain focused on the food," silently to yourself, and sometimes out loud, as you prepare the rest of the meal. Such repetition is called a mantra. The ultimate purpose of this age-old tradition is to help you remain focused in the moment by repeating a phrase. Whether through repeated phrases, blessings, prayers, chanting, affirmations, or specific meal-related manners and practices, appreciative meditative words filled with loving intention have stood at the center of the dining experience and many other human endeavors for ages. Here's a sampling for you to use, which you may find useful for focusing and integrating appreciative thoughts during the meal meditation. Repeat any of the following phrases until your thoughts become focused on your food, or consider keeping notes to create your own food-focused meditative mantras. Here's a mantra: Om, which is a sacred Sanskrit syllable. Consider this blessing: "Bless this food before me and all those who brought it to my table. This is a simple Hindu grace." Here's a prayer that is an excerpt from an Islamic prayer said after eating. "Praise to thee, O God, for allowing us to eat, drink, and be satisfied with the food and the liquid." A soul food restaurateur created these words of thanks: "We are thankful for the triumph of soul food, black folk cooking. Spiced with spirit and served from the heart, it transforms body and soul and helps the spirit to soar." or consider this affirmation. As I eat, I open my heart to feelings of love, joy, and peace. We're now ready for the actual meal meditation. I created it to enable you to practice, internalize, and integrate all of the healing secrets of food, as well as the just discussed mudras and mantras. Each time you practice the meal meditation, you'll be metabolizing the ultimate multiple vitamin, one that holds the power to nourish not only your physical health, but also your social, emotional, and spiritual well-being. I'll introduce each element of the meal meditation with one word or short phrase while pausing briefly. Begin by relaxing. To start the heart dance between you and your food, position yourself the same way each time you dine. You may prefer to fold your hands gently in your lap. Others may want to place them on the table or to let your arms hang comfortably down to your side. Whatever the position you choose, over time it will become a gentle reminder that leads you into the meal meditation. Now simply relax by inhaling deeply, then exhale slowly and completely. Do this 3 times, with your eyes closed if you are alone, or focused on your food if you are with others. Visualize. Next, envision a ball of liquid golden light several inches above your head. Then imagine it melting, flowing through your head, then down through your shoulders, and to your arms and hands, then through your heart and torso, then down your legs and to your feet. Create a mudra. Continuing to envision golden light emanating from your body, especially from your heart center and hands, position your hands as if they were a small beach ball hovering just over your food, and your hands are holding that beach ball. As you do this, direct positive feelings into your heart center. Choose optimal foods. Holding love and appreciation in your heart and remaining free of judgment, focus your attention on what you're eating. Is the food in front of you fresh and whole? Does the main part of the meal consist of fresh whole vegetables, fruits, grains, beans and peas, and small serving perhaps of nuts and seeds or lean, fresh, low-fat, lesser portions of fish, poultry, meat, or dairy foods? Or is your meal predominantly processed food products, consisting, for instance, of white bread, mayonnaise, a hamburger, pizza, or French fries? Are you snacking without awareness, mostly on prepackaged pies and cookies, or have you chosen instead to snack on a fruit smoothie, a handful of nuts, or your favorite bread? In other words, have you taken the time to choose food that is a positive life force, a nurturer, a gift that recharges and sustains? Unite socially. If you're dining with others, envision that a ray or thread of the golden liquid is connecting your heart center to the heart center of the other person or people at the table. If you're alone, connect the golden thread to silent players who were responsible for bringing the food to the table, whether or not you know them. Some examples: the cook, grocer, farmer, the waiter. Or link it to an image, such as a photograph, or memory of a person or people you love. Realize feelings. Continuing to relax and breathe deeply, identify how you're feeling. First, are you feeling hungry? And if so, how hungry? A little, somewhat, or a lot? Use this knowledge to make a decision about how much or how little you want to eat. Also, are you still feeling filled with positive, loving emotions? Or, before eating, or shopping, cooking, or digesting, do you still need to release negative emotions, such as anger and anxiety? Throughout the meal, continue the internal dance between your feelings and the food you're eating. Check in every 5 minutes or so to decide if you're still feeling hungry, or whether you're now feeling comfortably satiated or perhaps stuffed. Because it takes about 20 minutes for your mind-body to register the effects of food, such as feeling more relaxed, calm, or alert, continue the invisible food-feeling dialogue to decide if those carbohydrates have calmed you down, the high-fat food has made you feel foggy, or the protein has perked you up. Practice mindfulness. Eating mindfully includes an awareness of all the healing secrets of food. All the while, the senses play a significant part in helping you to remain meditative. Look at the food in front of you. Taste the colors first. Are they muted or bright, crisp, and clear? Is there a lot of food or are portions small? What about the fragrance of the food? Does it smell sweet or is it sour? When you get in close to sniff the scent of the food, what temperature do you sense? Hot, warm, or cold? As you continue to hold your hands in the ball mudra over the food, are they becoming warmer or colder? What kinds of sounds are surrounding you? Clinking glasses? Pouring water? The lull of soft conversation? Is there much movement and noise? Or are you and others calm and quiet? Are utensils and napkins laid out for you? If so, by whom? Continue to focus mindfully on the food and the atmosphere throughout your meal, adding the sounds of chewing, the texture of the food, the way in which the scent of the food changes as you chew, how your tongue and teeth prepare the food to be swallowed, the different taste sensations that envelop your mouth, and any other elements of dining that may enter your awareness before, during, and after eating. Be appreciative. Now, think of a person you love or especially like, or visit in your memory, a place or event that you have found particularly pleasing. As you continue to inhale deeply, bring these positive, loving feelings into your heart center and release any negative thoughts, feelings, or tension with each slow, long exhalation. Continuing to hold the ball mudra, while remaining in a state of calm, relaxed appreciation for a person or place, or especially the food before you, express your gratitude with a mantra, blessing, prayer, thanks, affirmation, or just a consciousness concept, or simply shoot a quick arrow prayer to the food with a brief, sincere thank you. Create connection. Connecting with food calls for evoking loving intention and then projecting it into the food. To do this, focus again on the golden energy flowing through you, as well as on the appreciative, loving feelings you are holding in your heart. As your hands continue to surround both sides of the dish, through visualization, meaning imagining, project rays of this golden light into your food. Do this by imagining a pulsating glow of light going from your heart center into the food. Then imagine an amorphous mist that spreads like golden tiny bits of speckled fog from the palms of your hands into the food. In this way, you flavor food with love. Now, feeling relaxed and calm, with an awareness of your social environment and your feelings, with mindfulness, with appreciation, and a sense of loving connection in your heart, and non-judgmental attention on your food, it is time to begin the extraordinary experience of eating. Thank you for joining me in the meal meditation. As you get better at weaving together each moment of the meal meditation, consider using it whenever you're involved in any food-related activity, from planting and harvesting to planning a meal, shopping, eating, digesting, or doing dishes. Doing it successfully calls for incorporating your own ingredients, abundant curiosity, an understanding of integrative eating and optimal foods, and a willingness to merge your personal health goals with ancient food wisdom and the latest science. Then you may access food's invisible power to sustain, rejuvenate, and heal, and in the process find true nourishment.